This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The interim president of Western Illinois University says the school has kept an eye all semester on the global spread of the coronavirus, and concerns about it have led to some tough decisions. Western canceled classes for this week, and when classes resume next week, they won't be held in person until at least early April. Dr. Martin Abraham says that's one of the hardest decisions he's ever had to make.
We know that when we make a choice like that, we're impacting 7,000 students. And it's not an easy decision. It's going to make very much differences in their lives. And, you know, some of the other components of that decision, canceling events, some events that I really want to hold because they're important for our students or for the community. But we just can't do it given the wake of the pandemic and where we stand. And it's been a very difficult week for me making some decisions I know are the right decisions to make, but they hit you in the gut as you're doing it because it's so impactful on the people that it's affecting.
The decision to shut down the campus, at least temporarily, how much of that is a local decision and how much do you get pressured from the state to make that type of decision?
It's a combination of those. We certainly had the opportunity to make our decision and coordinated that with the other universities around the state and with the state to some extent. And I think you can see that in the variation across the different universities. We're all different campuses. We serve slightly different students. We're in different locations. And so what's correct for us at Western may not be correct for some of the other universities if they're up in Chicago, for example, or Urbana, where they've got a different type of student. And so Governor has really given us the flexibility to do this the way that we think would be best for our students.
What were you hearing from other universities as you talked to them?
For the most part, we're all in a similar situation where we're trying to do the best we can on behalf of the students. And, you know, for us, we made the choice to cancel classes for this week to allow our faculty to make sure that they could provide the quality educational experience that our students deserve. So when we resume next week with online classes and other ways of delivering electronically, that the students are getting that quality experience. For us also, we decided to retain the residence halls open, because we know we have a large number of students who just have nowhere else to go, and they can't get the services that they need if they're not here in the residence halls. But for other universities, they're doing different things. They have the ability to maybe be online for a longer period of time or to tell the students that they shouldn't be in the residence halls because they're not, or they don't feel it's an appropriate place for the students. They have better resources back home. So everybody's doing things a little differently around a similar theme.
Was Western immediately prepared to offer all classes online or through some of these other means, or is this something you've had to craft the last, I guess, few months?
Well, in fact, we're crafting it over on the fly. In reality, when we made the determination here last week, we had talked about what would happen if we went online. A couple of days prior to that, we figured how we could do it. We identified the mechanisms that would be available. But in reality, the faculty are spending a lot of time last week, this week, getting that material prepared, getting it out there, making sure the students will be able to access those materials. We've really benefited from having excellent faculty who are committed to the success of their students, and we appreciate what they're doing for us, for the students, in making these conversions and making sure that the students continue to get what they pay for, which is a quality educational experience.
Dr. Martin Abraham is interim president of Western Illinois University. He says the university will decide in late March or early April whether to bring students back to campus or to continue teaching online. Rich Egger reporting.